This podcast is a partnership between Money Radio WPSE and the Knox Law Firm, located at 120 West 10th Street in Erie, Pennsylvania. The Knox Law Firm is a full-service law firm that has provided practical solutions to businesses, families, public entities, and nonprofit organizations for the past 65 years. Their clients include a wide array of businesses, public entities, and nonprofit organizations, as well as individuals and families. They strive to understand your needs and fulfill them in a friendly, responsive, and cost-effective manner. With us today is Tom Hoffman, shareholder at the Knox Law Firm. Thanks for being with us today, Tom.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tom, let's jump right in. Can you tell us a little bit about your area of expertise at the Knox Law Firm?
Joe, I do primarily business succession planning, which incorporates multi-generational asset protection planning with the business succession planning. Also high net worth clients, helping them with tax planning and asset protection planning.
And Tom, can you tell us a little bit about the types of issues that usually come up in a complex estate plan?
In a complex estate plan, we're looking to help our clients on two fronts. One is to protect their assets from potentially unintended creditors for their spouse or their children. Secondarily, also to minimize taxes. And of course, the IRS or the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue would be an unintended creditor.
Let's talk a little bit about succession planning. What are the options to business owners in this area?
So succession planning options typically are presented as four. I would like to add a fifth as we get through that. The four are, number one, of course, transitioning to a qualified family member who is in a position to run the company effectively. Secondarily, you could try to sell to key employees. You could sell to an employee stock ownership plan, which is an ESOP, or you can sell to a third party. One thing that we have learned over the years is that there's a fifth option that almost no professionals provide. And that fifth option is what we commonly refer to as the family private equity model. And that's the opportunity to keep the business in the family, even if the family isn't in the business. So I can talk more about that as we go forward.
And Tom, actually, that's the perfect segue into my next question. Is there anything further that we should know about the family private equity model as a viable option that makes this ideal for many smaller businesses?
So the family private equity model is viable for many businesses. We offer it as one of the five options, and probably 7 or 8 out of 10 of our clients choose that option. So the beauty of the family private equity model is that if you choose it, it's not irrevocable. You end up hiring oftentimes an independent, non-family CEO, develop an independent board of directors that oftentimes can serve as a bridge to a family succession plan, or it can be a long-term family investment. The long-term family investment is the family-owned business. Oftentimes, the clients will be incentivized to polish up their businesses, prepare them for sale to, let's say, private equity. And the question we ask the clients are, if you're going to sell it to private equity, why does private equity want the business? Private equity wants the business because it's profitable, generating cash, and well-managed. If that's the case for your family business, why in the world would you want to sell it and become dumb money on Wall Street? So oftentimes the families look at that option and say, hey, you know what, we will bring on an independent non-family president, CEO, develop an independent board. If they choose to do that and it turns out it's not the best option for them, they always, and so far, always get more money when they sell to private equity or to a vertical integration because they have a standalone business that's not entirely dependent upon the family member entrepreneur running the business. You now have an independent president, CEO. It's much more valuable. So the beauty of the family private equity model is that there are many options that are available, including selling the business as time goes on. But once you sell the business, obviously, if you just go down that road without exploring the other options, the sale of the business is, of course, irrevocable.
Tom, in our business, we do nothing but talk to small business owners. It sounds like this family private equity model can be a very, very good option at the time of when succession planning is talked about for a business.
Yes, the family private equity model is a very good option for, I would say, more than a majority, not all family-owned businesses. I can say conclusively, it should be considered by all family-owned businesses. In some cases, it just doesn't work. In those cases would be that where there's going to be zero ever family involved in the business. In other words, the family doesn't even want to be on the board of directors, or economic or business cycle issues that would make it not the best option. But it should be considered, in my humble opinion, by all family-owned businesses as one of the options. And I have seen and been engaged with many families engaged in succession planning by high-level law firms and consultants across the country that are never given this option. And I want to emphasize the word never, because they are never given this option because nobody else really offers it.
Tom, let's move on to the area of trusts for a moment. Some people may be wary of putting their assets into a trust. Tell me why trusts are an effective way of protecting assets.
Many times people would be aware of cocktail conversations with a nightmare having an independent trustee and sometimes the complications associated with that. Most of the time, we're meeting high net worth individuals or family-owned business individuals who do not know how trusts can work. Ultimately, we draft our trusts with a high degree of flexibility so that it really will feel like their child, who would be most likely in a position to run a company or inherit money outright. Instead, we use a trust. They can be their own trustee, subject to an ascertainable standard, and make distributions to themselves for their health, education, maintenance, and support. And it really feels like they own the property. It's going to look, feel, and taste like they own the property outright and free of trust, but they get the protection of the trust as long as it's properly drafted with an ascertainable standard.
Tom, what else should we know about estate and trust planning?
Everybody needs to do estate and trust planning. So there are people who have more modest wealth that need to take into consideration Medicaid planning and asset protection planning. There's the middle rich, which need to take into consideration really asset protection planning for their descendants. So most people will consider, do I really want to do trust planning? Do I want to invest more money in a multi-generational plan? And when they learn the option that these types of trusts avoid any inheritance becoming part of a potential marital estate for their children, so they can avoid a future former spouse of their children not receiving any part of their inheritance that their child would receive from them, they get very enthusiastic about the multi-generational asset protection planning. And of course, the beauty of that for family-owned businesses is that, as I mentioned, for the middle rich, if you have the trust owning the business, if your child's marriage dissolves, that dissolution does not interrupt the business because, generally speaking, under Pennsylvania law, the assets held in such a trust are not subject to equitable division under Pennsylvania divorce law. There are many reasons to use the multi-generational asset protection planning: Medicaid protection, future former spouse protection, disability, substance abuse. All those things can be lessened with a multi-generational asset protection trust.
Tom, we discussed a lot of great information in a very short period of time. If someone is interested in learning more about the family private equity model for succession planning or placing assets into trusts or maybe estate planning, what is the best way to reach you at the Knox Law Firm?
The best way is to reach out to my assistant, Linda Binney. You can call her at 814-459-2800, ask for Linda Binney. And also you can email me at thoffman, that's T-H-O-F-F-M-A-N, at kmgslaw.com. And I'd ask you, if possible, to also CC Linda on the email. That's lbinney, L-B-I-N-N-E-Y, at kmgslaw.com.
Thanks to our guest today, Tom Hoffman, shareholder at the Knox Law Firm. Join us next month for another 5-minute podcast featuring a guest from the Knox Law Firm. Knox Law is located at 120 West 10th Street in Erie, Pennsylvania. They can be reached at 814-459-2800. That's 814-459-2800. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Knox Law Firm. Learn more at kmgslaw.com. That's kmgslaw.com.